it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
All right, Monica here. We got the email saying that she wants to make the most romantic welcome home ever.
Right.
And we want to try to get her help in doing that. So okay. What you got, Monica?
Well, my husband works out of state, and it's been an exhausting year. He comes in on Friday, and then he's out again on Sunday, and it's just a lot. And this week, the kids are on spring break, and it's going to be the first weekend. They're going to be with their grandparents, and we're going to have, you know, like a husband and wife weekend at home.
Nice.
And I want to make this weekend so special. I thought when he comes home, maybe have a masseuse.
Well, that's nice.
But what would you guys do if you could create, you know, a perfect weekend?
Well, my first thought when it comes to creating a perfect weekend for a guy, all you need to have on is a bow when he gets home.
Yeah, it all starts,
that's it.
All starts with the JJ.
Unless he's Bert, then you'll want to be holding a shoe in that neti pot.
Don't do that. We're giving her advice here, Jeff. We don't need to tell her that.
I think Melissa's got a great point. I mean, we're guys. We're simple. So the epicenter for us, I think, starts with sex. But, I mean, we can.
But there's 48 hours in a weekend. So.
Right. So what are you saying?
Yeah, I'm saying I don't know that that's exactly what he would want. He's got the first weekend without the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I think that's a good opener and a good midway check-in and a good closer. But I think you got to fill it in with.
Jeff needs a nap or two in between.
Maybe not even in between.
During?
Right.
What is he?
I think it's just, I mean, it's like, oh, sex is an easy first answer, but I do think that there are things that you can plug in there to make it extra special, especially with the kids gone.
Give us some details. I guess we'd have to cater to what he's all about and what he digs. So tell us a little bit about him, and maybe somebody listening can give you some ideas.
Right. Well, he's a big guy, and he's very simple. You know, I think he would like a massage, a professional one. I think he would like that. He's had only one for before, and he liked it. He likes sports, and he just likes watching TV. He's very simple.
Mm-hmm. Sports and massage.
Really very many. Yeah, that would be nice, right?
Okay. Sounds like you got everything right there on Buford Highway.
Do you think, I don't know what type of TV you have at the house, but what if you got, like, a badass TV for him? Because the Masters are this weekend.
Do you like golf?
So. Oh, he loves golf. Yeah, that would be a nice idea, maybe.
So you could have a
big TV for him to watch the Masters on.
Big old TV
for him to nap in front of. Because isn't that what everybody does when they watch golf?
Pretty much.
Don't you fall asleep?
I don't even watch it
until Sunday.
Honestly, unless Tiger's playing, I don't even watch golf.
That's a great idea.
Sorry, Melissa.
No, that's fueling most guys.
You're giving me the dirty look.
No, it's most guys.
At some point this morning, Melissa decided one of us in this room needs to die.
It's just I will be so relieved when Tiger Talk is done. I mean, that's just the truth.
I think it's going to be a while, huh? Anyway, so back to Monica. Kara has a suggestion. All right, we did get a call today. Hey, Kara, good morning.
Good morning.
There's the real news. Hey,
Kara, thank you. We love you.
Oh, we love you, too.
Thanks for being our only caller.
Yeah, we love you more.
What's going on?
She was talking about giving him a massage, or getting a masseuse. I think she should get, like, a book or something and learn to do the massage herself.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when guys want a massage from their spouse, they don't really want a massage. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a nice
it leads
start.
Into something. It's like
a nice start to things, but, I mean, you could be done with the massage part in, like, 15 seconds.
Yeah, and it goes into the whole wearing a bow only thing, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so start the massage yourself.
What about different outfits for the different days that he's home? Like, and I don't mean like full outfits. I mean like kind of along the lines of what Melissa was saying.
Yes.
Because guys are, you know, visual creatures or whatever. So maybe, you know, when he first walks in, it's the bow. And then maybe later on in the night, it's like kind of a different outfit, like a different sexy thing. And then like the next morning, it's a kind of different sexy thing. But like go through all kinds of different modes of little outfits.
What do you think about that, Monica?
With lots of
strings and lace and
that's great.
Garters and tights
easy,
and whatever.
Easy accessibility.
Good morning.
That's a wonderful idea.
Steven, you were on Q100. Hey.
Hey, you may think going out for a nice dinner might be a good thing, but when I'm traveling, I eat out all the time, so definitely home-cooked meals would be nice.
There you go. That's a great
idea. Good suggestion.
And you're saying he's a simple guy, so we're doing the most simple stuff here. TV, sex, food.
Yeah.
I mean, so far, so good.
Everything in the home.
Thank you, Steven.
So easy. Thanks.
All right, sound good so far?
Great. I could do that.
These must have been on your radar somewhere.
They were. The outfits, though, I didn't really think about very much, but like, because it's always just so about the kids. So that the changing the outfits is definitely going to be a priority.
And that's kind of fun for you, too. Like, that's kind of fun to do. That's fun to shop for. It's kind of fun to, like, know that you've got some, like, tricks up your sleeve the whole weekend. It's kind of fun to think about, like, oh, am I going to go put it on now? Or maybe I'll wait an hour from now. Like, that'll be fun for you the whole time, too.
And can I just build on that also? And I'm just assuming that when you're married and you have kids, at some point, because the kids can wake up at any time or they're around the house, you sort of get into the routine of doing it in the same place all the time. I would suggest if the kids are away, you got a whole house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so different venues and different clothes for the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm. And I do... And I like the fact that everything we're suggesting is in the house, like the sports, watching the TV with a new TV potentially, and, you know, being intimate with him and the home-cooked meals. Because if he's away a lot, he wants to be home, you know? Mm-hmm. He wants to be in his own home. So I think it'd be a great weekend.
One caller dropped out, but she said, are you picking him up from the airport, or is he coming right to the house?
He's coming right to the house.
Okay. She said answer the door and, like, some kind of just...
And like, nothing.
And basically nothing, yeah.
Nice.
For him, it will be very, very nice. Hot stone massage has been suggested. 3D TV for Masters game. The Masters is in 3D this year?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You got to wear those funky-ass glasses?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't watch it in 3D?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I think there's only one TV. I think it's the Samsung. It's the only 3D TV out there, I think. But they're showing it. They showed a practice round somewhere at 3D.
That's cool.
That's really cool. Bridget, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
We are trying to create, like, the ultimate welcome home for Monica and her husband.
Well, I was just kind of piggybacking on Jen's idea. A couple of my girlfriends and I, when we've gone on vacations or trips with our spouses, one thing to kind of, like, spice it up that we've done is the week before or, like, a couple of days before, we'll go out and buy new lingerie sets. Mm-hmm. And then wrap them up like in tissue paper or something like that so that our husbands can't see. And every day the husbands like choose out of the grab bag of lingerie and they know that night we're going to be wearing something new. So it's just kind of like a little way to spice things up.
It's like having like a Victoria's Secret Easter egg hunt.
Yeah,
he just goes from place to place looking for different Victoria's Secret stuff. And when he finds it, you're the bunny.
That's a great idea.
Here is Debbie. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. To build on that, with those little outfits, like when she's cooking, maybe a sexy little chef outfit with a hat or something like that. And then, like, what works at my house is when my husband's watching golf or something, you come into the room with nothing much other than, you know, a little sheer top and a skirt with not under there either. And sometimes the TV gets turned off.
And nice. It's on. And wear heels, too. Like, wear heels around the house when you're wearing those outfits, because it'll make you feel good, and then he'll love it even more.
I do think it's important. I think you should dress up at the house as if you were going out, like, if you're going to change the outfits, like Jen said. Like, when you get up in the morning, rather than, you know, the sweats and T-shirt that you normally throw on to, you know, feed the dog and...
Cook
breakfast and everything. Dress up a little bit more as if you were going out to breakfast, because I think that's cool. Because you have limited time with him, and guys are visual creatures, so maximize that time, and it sounds so subservient, but look good for him, you know what I mean?
Well, it's only one weekend. And I think, what do you guys think about sending him some, like, teasing text messages before he gets home?
Cool.
Like on his drive home?
Get him all hot before he even sees you. Give him something to think about.
Yeah, get him kind of excited about it before he hits the door.
I mean, it's all boiling down to the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's really what we're talking about. Sex him up. Hey, Summer, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Great. Thanks. Jeff was saying how you have to fill in all the sex time.
Yeah.
Or fill in, I'm sorry, there's going to be sex, but fill in all the other spots.
Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep saying how your husband's very simple. I know my boyfriend, he's a good old boy. He's Georgia born. And, like, he loves fishing. So I've done things before, like at sunset, I pack a cooler. He thinks it's wine and a picnic, but I kind of just pack some Bud Light, and we hop out on the jumbo and go fishing, and you would have thought I took him to Disney World.
That's awesome.
And where does the sexy outfit come in?
On the boat.
Afterwards.
Okay.
Well, you can do it on the boat and just say that's what you have underneath.
One called in saying have his car washed for him and have the house cleaned. Oh, no.
I think that's
standard.
Yeah, but I think that's good because if the kids' toys and stuff are lying around and things like that, that would be maybe a distraction for him.
Totally.
And the way a guy's mind operates, like not, again, not trying not to make it sound like, you know, service your man or whatever, but having his car washed, like as a guy, that would be something in the back of my mind. Like if I've been traveling and my car is dirty, like I would think, oh man, I got to take care of the car wash, especially with the weather being as nice as it's going to be. So if you have that done before he comes back, the less stuff that can be on his mind, the more, the cooler it's going to be to camp out in the house.
Jeff has a great point with the toys also, and I know this from experience, that sometimes you throw all of the toys in the same basket, and some of them, their sound is activated by the push of a button, and if you throw them in the basket at random times, they'll just start talking.
That's so true.
And I know this from experience, that you'll be right in the middle of something really intimate, and then all of a sudden you hear Dora telling Swiper to not swipe things, and you're like, where the hell did that come from?
but I do
kinda
also
changes
want
the mood.
I do also want producer Josh to save some of the advice the guys have given, because I like that, you know, especially what Jeff had just said about make sure that there's nothing on his mind that he has to worry about beforehand or whatever, so that when we switch it up and guys are asking advice on a romantic time for their woman, you can hear the same, because I think the advice
can be the
same.
Yeah,
Monica, go get your man, okay?
All right.
All right. Have yourself a good weekend.
Thanks, guys. I will.
I know you will. Bye-bye.
Have fun.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.